Well, hello. Welcome to Maud in the Middle. Well, hello. Welcome to Maud in the Middle. It's the first one, and it has just gone 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon. I feel like I shouldn't say the date because God only knows when this is going to go out. But I thought, I've been driving my fiance around the bend with which sort of microphone should I get? What colour shall I get? And I think he's going mad with it. So I thought I'm going to just set to and do it. I'm trying not to I feel really nervous, but it's just me in my office. So here we go. Maud in the Middle. It started out because probably about 4 or 5 years ago, I got invited to go on BBC Radio Leicester, which is the city that I live in. I was invited to go on the radio as a guest because I'd published a book, a photo book, and they sort of helped promote it because it was giving profits to the NSPCC. So they said they would help promote it. And they asked me back to go on a guest of the radio, and I loved it so much. And fast forward a lot of years, that went on for a couple of years, on and off, and then it kind of fizzled out, it got overtook by other things. And then fast forward however many years, and I'd been saying for a long time that I wanted to do a podcast. I'd suggested it to lots of other people because I thought, oh, that'd be a great idea for you, or oh, that'd be a great idea for you. In the back of my mind, thinking I'd really like to do a podcast, because I was so surprised how much I liked doing this guest slot on the radio. And it was always with other people. So there was always two guests and the radio host, and you would usually send in to the show's producer. You would usually send in some, and there's the again. I was just going to do it again. It's really difficult not to And I was you had to send in like a couple of stories that had caught your eye, and then something topical anyway. And they just ended up with these fantastic conversations with just such interesting people. And as much as I've suggested to other people to do podcasts, I really wanted to do it myself. And I couldn't decide, you know, I was reading up about it, about niches and which one to choose and all of that kind of thing. And I'm not a person that fits into a box. I don't fit into one lane, and I just have so many things that I'm interested in or that I've done, or that, you know, I mean, I can't pick a niche. There's just too many. So, but last summer, I listened to French and Saunders, Titting About, which is, if you've not listened to it, it's just hilarious, really, really funny, some of them. And I thought, it started me thinking about the podcast again, and I kept finding notes that I'd made about podcast, and I thought, I'd like to just, it's just about everything, really. And really just to have a podcast that it's either interesting, or you're talking to people and it's interesting, or just that people like listening to it, or it makes them laugh, or makes them think about something. Or, you know, I came up with all these ideas, like about having a kindness podcast, you know, where people just share things that help them spread being kind and help other people being kind, or a podcast where you people recommend people to other people to that they need help for something. And round it went. And in the end, I thought, you know what? It's just, for me, it's a little bit of everything. And then Maud in the Middle, I kind of nicknamed myself Maud in the Middle because I'm a middle child, and I'm about as Buddhist as a banana, really. But at the core of my being, I feel like there is a Buddha shell. And I don't even think I've said who I am. It's Shelley. I'm not Maud. But I am. I'm Maud in the middle, but I am Shelley. That's who I am. But Maud in the middle came about because I'm a middle child. And because I kind of hold this Buddhist philosophy dear to me, because it's helped me in so many ways. And I think a lot of things in life, most things in life, you can kind of balance with being in the middle. If you always find the middle ground or the middle path, or, you know, everything in moderation, everything in the middle always seems to work. And my son is such a fan of alliteration, and it just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? So that's how it came about, Maud in the middle, you know, kind of meet me in the middle, really. But I'm so sorry I didn't even introduce myself. But I am actually Shelley, aka Maud now, because my brother keeps calling me Maud. And we've had this big debate about the fact that Maud doesn't have an E on the end, but it doesn't, but it can, but mine doesn't anyway. So Maud in the middle, life, love, laughter, and everything in between. And let's just see what happens, because, you know, you could end up listening to every episode and a lot of erms, but I hope whatever comes from here makes you laugh. There it is, the flipping erm. I've got to do something about it. Oh, God. But I hope it makes you laugh. I hope it makes you think. I hope it makes you, you know, be kind and help someone or share something with someone. I don't know. It's just life, love and laughter, everything in between. And I'm not going to sing the song. I'm going to leave that for somebody else. Bye for now.